the best gift possible. Chapter 12 of the Wise Stupid Sutra tells that while our Buddha, Buddha Shakyamuni, was in India, a monk was practicing meditation in a forest nearby. There, he also recited sutras. He had a beautiful voice, so when he chanted sutras, even the birds liked to listen to him. There was one bird in particular. This bird came whenever the monk chanted sutras. It would perch on a branch nearby, and it listened very carefully. One day, while it was absorbed in the sutra, a hunter killed that little bird. But because it had paid such careful attention to the sutra, after death, its spirit went to the palace in one of the heavens where it was born as a glorious heavenly being. He had the power to see into past lives. When he realized why he had been reborn in heaven, he brought heavenly flowers. He scattered them about the monk reading sutras in the forest. Then he bowed to the monk to show his reverence and gratitude. The monk was very surprised to see a heavenly being showing such respect to a mere mortal. He asked why. When he found out that this was his little listener, the monk was so happy for him. He gave him the best gift possible, the gift of wisdom. He told the bird, who had become a heavenly being, about the truth of the universe, what we call Buddhism. The heavenly being was overjoyed with such a fine present. With his new wisdom, he made quick progress. He went back to heaven to continue his studies. Namo Amitabha. Homage to Buddha Amitabha.